It's time for the NIT break of the week. Usually we have an open for this, but, you know.
This week's e-break has already been yanked, but there's still plenty of
like
misfires, misspeaks, and stop-downs from the Tickets Broadcast Week. We've got the best of the rest. It's time for the NIT break.
All right, so now it's official.
I should have never told that story.
You really shouldn't have.
I knew the moment it was leaving my lips that Pam is going to beat me over the face with this.
You know who our technical director is, sir. Without further ado, it's Monto.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, Justice.
We have five candidates to get to here on the NIT break, so let's get going.
Let's do it.
We start with our very own Ham.
Yeah.
Ham is nominated. We all know he's an assassin. He's the devil. We love him and we hate him. He did what maybe one of his best tricks, turning around a quick drop and shot the wheels off the invasion.
Top 15 paid in the NBA for the 23-24 season, and there's only one in the Final Four.
All right.
That is nuts. I just saw that and had to bring it up.
That's extensive nuts, yes.
Yeah, yeah, and we'll talk way more with Joe Trahan about the Stars and the Mavs.
Man.
But you've been talking about this for a while because your son goes to a private school. He plays baseball.
Yeah.
And they had a night to where they had the kids play against the parents. Am I getting everything correct so far?
Okay. Yeah, and he goes to a really small school out on the west side of Fort Worth. And I thought this was really cool because the school didn't have a baseball team until this year because enough of the dudes in the grade wanted to play. Like, there's only, like, 20 kids in his grade. Like, it's tiny.
That's extensive nuts, yes.
Yeah. That was quick.
Extensive nuts.
I just turned my headphones off, and I was like, did I just hear that?
reminds me if you see an old person. But
okay,
his coach, I thought this was a great idea.
Ham.
His coach decided that let's have a, like, their season is over, they're done.
Awesome. So that had to happen, like, right at 12:29, and he sees it, he's like, all right, the logger's about to get this, 12:30.
And I could have probably played it sooner, too, but
no,
I had to wait
right
for it to work.
Yeah, yeah, you had to wait for your window and then just throw it in there. That's
awesome.
Extensive nuts. Perfect. Good work, Ham.
That's extensive nuts, yes.
Yeah. Yes.
All right, there is our very own little Ham. We have a combo platter of Matt McLaren here. This will be invasion heavy, FYI.
Okay.
The first one here from Matt McLaren has a hard time with a word.
That at least 11 children have been born in Antarctica, the first being born January 7th of 1978.
That's the first child born there, huh?
Yeah.
Well, now, did they have a hard time catching him because he's born on the ice and he just kept going?
He
shoots
out
and
get that baby!
Yeah.
Oh, no! And then he falls down into an ice crevice, and that's where the abominable snowman's
the
from.
The what? Snowman?
Abominable.
Nope.
Abominable. Abominable snowman.
There you go. I think that third one was
a Yeti. I should have just said that.
A Yeti. Go with a Yeti. All right, that's the news.
Abominable snowman.
The Obama snowman.
Yes.
Obama. Abominable. I've never had to spell that word.
Yeah.
How do you...
Why would you?
I don't know. Maybe you're writing a tale about...
How do you... Okay, go ahead. A bomb...
Little Yeti fiction? I don't know.
Okay, so abominable is one word. It's not like like, oh, I saw an abominable...
No, not Daddy.
I saw abominable snowman.
Huh.
All right.
That's a tricky one.
You just got to rush through it.
Abominable snowman.
Abominable snowman.
Candidate number three here, Matt McLaren, once again. This time, he gets caught up on a word and perhaps offends Donovan.
It seems like that's always honored, the shotgun.
It should be.
It's like dibs.
Not
dibs
with mom.
And shotgun.
Oh, yeah. Not with mom. Mom wins.
Well, my mom can't ride in the back seat. So she always tells my wife, you know what, I'm sorry. I hate to put you in the back seat of your own car, but...
She gets
I don't
car
ride
sick.
In
gets car
seat.
Sick. Yeah,
yeah. She's very claustrophobic. I don't know what the difference is, but
It's her deal.
It's my mom. I can't argue with it.
What if it's a bitch she's just been doing to make sure she rides past?
She just wants shotgun.
She's
just
been faking it.
I was like,
I did too. I was like, pretty harsh, man.
It's really
harsh.
It's just shotgun. It's not that big a deal.
I audibly said it's bit.
Boy, it
sounded.
We need to review that because
it sounded wrong. It sounded like a really wrong thing to say.
Thing just flipped over too.
I thought Donnie was about to whoop your ass in there.
I would have to let him too. If I had said that, I wouldn't even try to fight.
I was
going to
six six James.
James.
It's time to go.
What a mess.
It did sound like bitch.
Man, I heard that. I heard that in real time. So when you played that, I was trying to hear bit, and all I heard was bitch again.
Yeah.
Do you have that isolated by chance?
It's her deal.
It's my mom. I can't argue with it.
What if it's a bitch she's just been doing?
I still hear it's a bitch she's bit doing.
She's been
it's
doing.
A bit, when you, yeah, it's he a just combined the words.
He did.
Wow. There's a lot there. We got some code switching daddy.
Oh, great. Definitely had code switch daddy at the end.
How so? What do you? What I didn't catch that one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, let's.
Huh.
Is that
I
thought Donnie was about to whoop your ass in there.
All right. Whoop your ass. Whoa.
All right, number four.
Good week.
Candidate number four here is Donovan. Again, the invasion having a hard time with words.
Yeah.
I haven't seen a second of Young Sheldon, so I don't know
a single person that's watched a second of Young Sheldon. And it's been on for 10 years.
It's now
or
on
so.
Reruns all the time.
Are they ending also?
Well, this crosstalk.
I think so. I think they're re-spinning off another one in the Sheldon universe.
Teenage Sheldon. Teenage Sheldon.
Something like that, dude.
Pubes.
Whoa.
Well, I probably shouldn't stop at that.
What a weird show.
Yeah, all right.
For network TV, very odd.
What are we showing here?
On NBC this fall, pubes.
That's on Spice.
It takes a while to get going, but it'll grow on you.
Okay.
Huh?
Nice.
This crosstalk is brought to you by Mint Dentistry.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I've already said that.
Yeah.
I didn't hear it.
Yes, as I just said.
Just an odd segue.
Why are crosstalks always just chaotic?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
With us in the invasion.
Feeding grounds for
the
that.
The musers in the invasion. Also, Mark, when Sean said, coming to NBC this summer, pubes.
Write that down, him.
Yeah, write it down.
Write
please.
That down.
All right, our last Turn one here is a little bit of a longer one, but it's worth the payoff because Corby was starting the hard line at 3:30. We got Portugal the Man going, but he was not ready. And you'll hear in the middle, it seems like the wheels are back on, but then they fall right back off. Here we go.
He doesn't know we're back on the air as we start the show.
Sorry.
That was a real live Sun Chip crunch.
You're so mean. Everyone's so mean.
God.
Good stuff, Corby.
All right, it's 3:39 here on Sports Radio 96.7, 1310, The Ticket. This is The Hardline 5.0 here today on this Tuesday, here today on this May 21st, and here today in studio for the final time this week.
Oh, man.
As we get you prepared for them games. Tomorrow we'll be at Fan and Tree Farm, and the next 2 days after that, we'll be at Colonial.
Nothing says Western Conference Finals like Colonial.
I know.
In a weird way, though, it does. That's the tradition unlike any other, because my first spring here, I remember doing hockey post-game shows.
First team to four.
From the Nelson and the Colonial.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of built into the playoff member berries from the good old days.
And you know what? I think that
although
it just...
Although the Nelson has changed a little bit since then.
Oh, my God.
Are you choking on a Sun Chip?
Wait, the Sun Chip just went down the wrong pipe.
Medic!
Feels like Corby wasn't prepared for the start of the show.
No, and...
I mean, it all started with missing the Dan Bennett meeting.
Unbelievable. Mm.
So, got pile
it's
on
radio
there
karma.
At the end. But
radio karma for missing the meeting.
What happened,
last pitch up on the pile.
According to witnesses, was as Portugal the Man is playing, Corby is stuffing his face with a sandwich, and just sitting there watching the TV like adult. And then later on, again, according to eyewitness accounts, he thought Bob was going to go on a Bob tangent and took another bite of sandwich, which is why he choked there at the end when he realized he has to actually talk.
He had to talk. Wow.
Yeah. Incredible.
So was that okay? So was that first Sun Chip bite a drop of the chip crunch? Because we do have that drop. Or was
yeah,
because
I was looking at him eating.
Okay,
okay, that was actual real crunch.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
Awesome. All right,
I'm ready to vote.
All right, we got Ham, Double McLaren, Donovan, and
Man,
Corby. Sean,
this is tough week.
Let's get your vote load.
I think Sun Chip Corby is. I mean, the twofer we get there, the beginning and the end is just that's rare stuff.
All right, Mino.
I would like to defer to be the last deciding vote because this one's tough. Come back to me.
You're that guy at the table, huh?
I am.
All right, him.
I'm thinking about it.
Give me pubes.
Or give you death.
Or give me death.
I mean, I would like to vote for all of them, but if I had to pick, I would go puberty pubes.
Puby. Okay. I think I would go with McLaren Abominable. So, Mino, we're back to you.
Okay,
you
so I get to make... I get to make the decision.
Well, there is a winner right now, but go ahead.
I'm gonna.
Gets to make his decision.
Yeah, I'm gonna take pubes also.
Okay.
All right, Donovan.
A lot of us like that.
Donovan
on the show.
And his pubes and young Sheldon win the NIT break. That is win number two for Donovan all time.
Congratulations, Donovan, and thank you, Justin.